Well, a good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This morning I want to talk about an important ingredient of faith, not belief. Unfortunately, when William Tyndale was translating the scriptures into English for the first time, he chose a word to translate, the Greek word pisteo. He chose that word belief. Believe or belief or believing. And that does not give a complete picture of this word originally in the Greek, pisteo. Faith, that which connects us to God, and by the way, it is a gift of God, but the word in the Greek involves three things. It involves action, it involves an assent of the mind or belief, that is, that which is in our heart, and it involves confidence. And 90% of faith is courage. Now, I don't have the full context that, or the reason why the King James translators chose to translate this word tharseo. They chose to translate it cheer. You know, like Jesus was that great positive thinker. Oh, be of good cheer. Let's get into the word a little bit. I'd like you to open your Bibles to the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I want you to write down these verses in your margin. Hopefully you have a Bible that has a margin. Write down Matthew 9:2, Matthew 9:22, Matthew 14:27, John 16:33, the book of Acts, chapter 23, verse 11, and the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 25. Let's go to the scriptures. And it speaks of Jesus entering a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, do you understand that your faith, that people's faith, can be of benefit to others? Please do understand that. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Wait a minute. The guy was sick of palsy. Why is Jesus talking about sin? Well, sin and the guilt thereof can weigh heavily on one's health. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven." And behold, certain of the scribes, the religious guys, said within themselves, speaking of Jesus, "This man blasphemeth." And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Let me ask you a question. For whether is easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of palsy, 'Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine own house.' And he arose and departed to his house." Jesus, power to forgive sins and to heal the sick. But what did he really say to the man sick of palsy? He said, "Son, be of good courage." Not cheer, courage. 90% of faith. In the 20th verse of the same chapter, it says, "And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, 'If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole.' And Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter,'" King James, "'be of good comfort." No, courage. "Thy faith has made thee whole." What about this woman? "12 years sick with an issue of blood." Don't know exactly what it was, but I'll tell you, if I was bleeding for 12 years, I think I'd be pretty sick. Her attitude was, "If I but touch his garment, I shall be made whole." She didn't want to make a big scene. She didn't want to be the center of attention. She had a feeling of insignificance, of insecurity, but she was willing to give it a shot. And Jesus said, "Daughter, be of good courage. Thy faith has made thee whole." Let's go to the 14th chapter of Matthew. Let's give a little more context to that 27th verse. Let's start in the 22nd verse. "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away." Jesus sent his disciples into a ship. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart by himself to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Even Jesus spent time alone with his Father. It's a good example to follow. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's deep into the middle of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. They didn't know what it was. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Oh, I like the real Jesus. Be of good courage. It is I. Be not afraid." They didn't know what it was that was coming. They had fear of the unknown. Let's go to John 16. I'll get there. Hang in there with me. I hope you're getting a little better picture of Jesus. Thirty-second verse of the 16th chapter of the book of John says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I hope you have that understanding that the Father is with you." If so, your gift of faith is operating. And he goes on to say, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Cessation of againstness, an understanding God in the form of his Son Jesus Christ says, God is not against us. But he goes on and has something else to say. He says, "In the world you shall have tribulation," trouble, tribulum, whackings, if you will, from the Greek word or Latin word tribulum, separating the chaff from the wheat. "But be of good cheer." No, courage. "I have overcome the world." I love that part of the story of the life of Martin Luther when they came to Luther and they said, yeah, Martin, you know, the whole world is against you. Like, you know, look out, Martin. The whole world's against you. And he said, you go tell the world I'm against them. Here, Jesus says, be of good courage in the midst of your troubles that the world might bring you. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Excuse me. In the book of Acts, in the 23rd chapter, the 10th verse says, and this is when Paul's in Jerusalem and he's being accused by the religious people in that capital. It says, when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord, this is capital L, O-R-D, small letters, Kyrios, Lord, Jesus stood by him and said, how many have been misled by this poor translation and said, be of good cheer. Brother Paul, be of good cheer. No, he said, be of good courage, Paul. For as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. What about that trip to Rome? You can read about it. In the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, I want to pick it up in the 20th verse. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, no courage. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Read about it. I don't want to get into it today. You read, get the details for yourself. And Paul goes on to say, for there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, he's speaking of Jesus, saying, "Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good courage, for I faith God that it shall be even as it was told me." In this 20th verse, it could be translated this way: all hope that we should be saved was lost. King James says, was then taken away. We had no hope. Then, in the 24th verse, the word of the Lord came. From cover to cover, this book, which we call the Bible, is speaking to us about God's faithfulness. What situation are you facing today? Is it one of guilt? Be of good courage, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Is it sickness? I'm pausing. I'm going through a battle right now, and it's causing the summoning of great courage. And I am being flooded with the promises of God for his healing and confronting some news reports with courage, because God said, be of good courage, thy faith has made thee whole. And that faith, as the Ephesian letter tells us, is also a gift of God. What about, you know, this could go back to the teaching of last week in Isaiah 50. Who is among you that feareth the Lord and obeyeth the voice of his servant? This 14th chapter of Matthew, Jesus sent his disciples, and they found themselves in the midst of a tumultuous sea. He sent them there. And then they saw something moving on the water, and they feared the unknown. And Jesus spoke to them, and he said, be of good courage. It is I. Are you going through some trouble brought on by the world, brought on by your existence in the world? Be of good courage. Jesus said it was coming. And he told us he has overcome the world. In the life of Paul, he had a vision and a dream of going to the center of the world to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to Rome. He goes through Jerusalem and they want to tear him apart. They set sail to take him to Rome, and he encounters all kinds of hell. To the extent there didn't seem to be any hope. But the word says, when all hope was lost, then came the word of the Lord. When you find yourself in circumstance that seems to make your vision or dreams void, all circumstance seems to reject your dreams, then came the word of the Lord. Courage is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, sickness, guilt. Darkness. Jesus says, be of good courage. And courage is 90% of faith. I don't care. God pretty much covers it in his word today. What circumstance we may be confronted with, we have the promises of God, and it is ours because all the promises of God, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, are in him that is in Jesus, yea, and in him, amen. That is no doubt. It is there for us to grab hold of. And continue courageously, knowing the word of God is more real than any circumstance we may ever find ourselves in. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, this wonderful gift of God by his grace, his unmerited favor, have the courage to grab hold of his promises. For God will not disappoint his own. And that's the God School for today.